It's the 2-Minute Beer Review. I'm Andrew Burkham, and it's that time of the week where we face down that massive craft brew aisle in search of the hidden treasures we've been missing out on all along. Before I get started this week, there are two quick things I'd like to talk about. First, I want to take a moment to thank all of you for listening to the show every week and helping us grow. In our first month alone, the show was downloaded more than 500 times. We may not be the biggest beer show on the charts, but I'm really happy that we've been on this journey together and extremely grateful for your support and for you getting out the word. So, when the show hits our next milestone at 1,000 downloads, I think we'll do that meetup that I talked about last episode. No details yet, but keep tuned in and keep spreading the word so we can bring everyone else along on our quest. Second, I wanted to give a shout out to Debbie, a listener of this show and a recent guest host on one of our favorite shows, Geeking Out a Steal This Idea podcast that's over on the Phoenix Podcast Network. Thanks to her kindness, today I'm wearing an awesome pair of beer socks. I love them, and I'll try to get pictures of them up soon so you can all see. These socks came from one of my favorite local businesses, Zainit, in Merced, California. Zainit specializes not just in an amazing array of socks, but also in the most incredible variety and quality of costume and makeup supplies. Since Halloween is coming, I wanted to make sure I gave them a shout-out, because they are the best. You can find Zainit at 1812 Canal Street in Merced, or online at zain-it.com. Now, on to the beer. This week, we're going to take a shot at Dark Swan Sour from Lagunitas Brewing Company in Petaluma, California. Is this beer a beautiful swan or an ugly duckling? Let's find out. This beer is so pretty. There was an audible gasp around the room when I poured it from the nearly opaque bottle into the glass. It's got the most incredible purple-red color I've seen in a beer to date. Kind of the color of that canned cranberry sauce at Thanksgiving. The scent is undeniably berry, but there's a preview of what's to come in there as well, like the smell of a really tasty balsamic reduction. Let's taste. This one looks sweet, but is definitely sour. At first sip, Dark Swan tastes fruity, like berry, but not sweet at all. It's not overly carbonated, so your tongue isn't assaulted with sharp bubbles. You just get the full taste of the beer every time you sip, and again, that is all sour. Don't expect sugar or candy in this one. The tartness is natural. It again makes me think of fruit instead of, say, Sour Patch Kids. I was surprised to find that I could detect hops in the flavor, but they're blended to perfection and add to the sharpness of the flavor rather than adding a strange bitterness that would detract from it. The first part of the sip and the ending are very different here. Some might be put off by the aftertaste, which has something that might be compared to overripe fruit somewhere in the vapors. It's subtle and didn't bother me, but it's something to be aware of. Dark Swan is an incredibly interesting and complex beer that gets more so as you continue to drink. For $4.99, at 8.2% ABV, it's also a powerhouse, and I could see marathoning a couple of these over a long evening. If you're in the mood for something drastically different, grab a Dark Swan. It gets my stamp of approval in the sour category. Well, that's all for today's review, but I hope you'll join me next week as we delve into the volcanic depths and come back up with Obsidian Stout by Deschutes. Check the show notes for links to this week's beer, and as always, make sure to email any of your beer review requests to 2minutebeer@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and if you like the show, please consider subscribing, rating, and reviewing on Apple Podcasts or your podcast outlet of choice. That's all for now. See you next week as we continue our quest to taste all the beer.